Oh, greetings, 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 greetings in Christ Jesus, my wonderful brothers and sisters in Christ. It is good to be broadcasting again. It is good to be able to get the word back out. Sometimes, you know, we get this downtime here and there, and we just put stuff out whenever whenever God gives us the chance to. And in the middle of this, we are definitely experiencing a lot of warfare and attacks that come against us, that come against our equipment and all of this. But it's cool, you know. I mean, it's part of it, and we're not running away from it by any means. We go on the offensive when we have to, when we're led by the Spirit. But there's the message that we carry is not taken too kindly. Let's just put it like that. And it's okay, because even with the stuff that comes, the Father allows for certainly for a degree of it to affect us, because in that testing process that we go through, it refines and it hones, and it actually does work together for good, and to actually make us stronger, to make us more powerful in the Spirit, in our walk, and in our ability to war in this dimension and in the other dimensions that we exist in at the same time. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Okay, the dimension that we, all right, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, what you can smell, what you sense with your five, your carnal senses, your natural senses. This again is the illusionary world. This again is the base reality, the dream state that you exist in. The true you is your spirit, is your soul. And on the dimension of spirit, there is a whole nother thing going on in this world that you live in. And in this interaction that you end up having, in this encounter that you end up having in the world of spirit, that's what you so many times will feel. That's so much of what you will be experiencing and wondering, all right, you know, what is going on? Why are you, why are you depressed this day? Why are you feeling pressed in your spirit? Why are you burdened for something? You got up, you just, it's the same day like it was yesterday. Why are you feeling this? And there's a dimension of spirit that is much more real than what you sense and what you feel and touch and see. Now, in that dimension of spirit, there's a very real effort and intention to keep you from connecting up with who you really are as a spiritual being. So the whole focus of the world and the world system is, well, a large part of it, I should say, is to keep you locked into the base reality, to keep you from progressing in your spiritual walk, to come out of that base reality, to come out of that carnal frame of reference and that carnal mindset. So what happens when Jesus said the kingdom is within you, so he takes you to a deeper depth inside, for sure, when you're walking with him. So the path of spirit when you walk is both within and also without. Within, in that he takes you in spirit deeper and deeper to the core of who you are, because in the core of who you are, he's there too. And so there's a union that takes place in the spirit, in the core of who you are, as you have to go through past these levels of mind control, past these levels of carnal thinking, past these levels of programming that you go through when you're growing up, and just all the things that you experience in the world. Now, also, there is this dimension in spirit of we're seated in heavenly places now, even as Paul wrote. So you are in spirit. The true you is already there. I really appreciate the way that my buddy Zeph in New Mexico puts it out, and just he's had some great stuff. If you got some time, I recommend you go on www.zephnet.com and just check out his Zeph reports and the archives there, because excellent stuff. Now, reason I reference this too, there's a very good interview with Russ Dizdar recently. You just have to go back and find it and check kind of close to the dates when this one gets posted on our side. But Russ was talking about the remote viewers. And for a long time, and you know this even with your experiences in Asia, but there are people that, you know, are trained to detach their spirit from their body and to go into this thing, astral projection and all of that. And with remote viewing, they're using this as in military and in the States as well. They're training guys up to do this. Now, with with what they're doing, there is a... These guys, when they start talking about it, these guys that are involved in it, there's a barrier to how far they can go and the things that they can see when they leave their bodies and they go to that other dimension. And that barrier that they experience, that barrier that they come into contact with, is the extent of the second heavens. So they cannot progress past that. Now, what they do and what they sense and what they experience is within the dimension of the first and second heavens, in that they're able to have experiences and spiritual experiences and encounter powers and sense powers and all of that stuff they have, but there still is a limitation to how far they can go. Now, so these ones that are really on a tough pursuit to refine their skills and all, they think that they can get past that if they just will train themselves more and do all of this stuff, but they never can. Now, what's beyond that barrier is that third heavens, which is now the way that somebody gets beyond that is in the realm of spirit, is those that only the ones that are connected up in Christ ever get past that. And he takes you through, leads you in and out. You go in and out and you find pastor. You connect up with your true self. And in that dimension, in the dimension of the third heavens, that is who you really are. Now, if you there, if you connect up with yourself there, what happens if you look and then you can look in, and you can see what you really have? First of all, they can't follow you there. These powers, these principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places, that's referred to in Ephesians 6:12. None of those things can follow you there. So you, when you connect up with your real self there, you are in a position, a spiritual position, where they can't touch you. And now, when you look back into the reality that is the second and the first heavens, and this base of carnal reality, what it is it's like a big fish tank. And everything is trapped inside of there. that they can't get past it. They've been thrown down, so they can't get past that dimension. They can't leave that spot. So what you have in essence is inside this fish tank that they're all locked into. You've got these just nasty flying bees or hornets and spiritual hornets and these piranhas and all this stuff, and locked in there with the world. So if you're in the world, the physical location of the world and that reality of the world, you're locked in there with it's kind of like being locked in a room with a crazy man. You're locked in there, and so this is what's flying around. This is what is, but so they cannot come past that barrier. They cannot come past what do the remote viewers call it? I think they call it the ether, but basically there's a spot where they can't, none of them can come past, because there's a separation for them. Now, for you, the follower of Christ, if you will follow the path in Christ, one thing that He will do as He takes you in spirit, and as you are broken, and as you die to yourself in this world, as you die a very real death in every sense except stop breathing to this world, the Father pulls you, you're no longer part of this world, and you get connected up then with who you really are. Now, with who you really are, that what happens with the world is everything will come to try to lock you down back into the base reality. Everything will try to, so worries, riches, pleasures of this world, just everything from all-out attacks to success in the world, to great, wonderful projects and things that will feed a billion people, and whatever it is that can get you locked back into the base reality, get you to come for your true self to be locked into that, back into the world. The goal with the world is to harvest the soul, and to harvest the mind, and to use you up like a battery, and then once you're done, to discard you, and to take your soul, because it powers their system. It powers that tree of death, and that's how it continues to grow and continues to do what it does. Is it has to? It's powered by the souls of men. And it's a willful choice and a willful decision that is made in the soul of man to go that way. So you are set free in Christ Jesus. When that is salvation, is you're set free from the world, and you're set free from that hold that it would have on you. And He continues to, as you go deeper and deeper within, you shed those layers of mind control. You shed those layers of deception. But with that shedding process that takes place, there's also the connecting up with your true self in spirit, who you really are. Now, from that dimension, so from the dimension of the third heavens, when you connect up with who you really are there, one, you are untouchable in that plane, that level. You are untouchable by the world and the powers and the principalities of this world. They cannot touch you. It's okay. Let me another analogy. If you ever went to an arcade and played a video game, the character that's in the game, you know, though you're that's not you, you know, so you may be playing like a Street Fighter game or something like that. That character that's in the game is not you. The real you is outside controlling the character that's in the game. But the character that's in the game, there's also all the bombs are going off and all the fighting and all that kind of stuff is going on around there. But the real you is outside controlling that. It's the same in that the real you, when you connect up with yourself in spirit, the true you that is seated in heavenly places with Christ, that's unified with Him, that's who you are. And then you are able to operate in this dimension led by the Spirit. And so so what's happening with you here is just the video game character that is being controlled by and directed by your true self. So that's why too, when Jesus, you know, when many came to Jesus on that day and said, "Lord, Lord, you know, didn't we do this and didn't we do that?" in Matthew 7, and he said, well, he said two things. He said, you know, the things that you did were unauthorized, and depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I don't know you. So they were never consummated with the Spirit of Christ. They were never connected up with Him, and they were never unified. They were never one in Him, as the prayers in John 17. They were never one in Him. But on top of that, they were, if you're not one in Him, you're also never, you never have the true mind of Christ. So they do lots of things, works, but those works were never in connection with Him. And see, when the works are never in connection with Him, what ends up happening is that you end up actually creating and reinforcing and building the world system that's at enmity with God. Because there's spirit behind everything that you do. There's the spirit in the world, and then there's the spirit of Christ. One enslaves men, the other one sets them free. One is a form of bondage, the other one is absolute pure liberty. So when you connect up with your true self, from that dimension then too, so one, you're untouchable, but then also, past that, you conduct your warfare from there. So in that dimension, you have the high ground. You have it literally is like shooting fish in a barrel, because you're in a spot where none of their attacks, none of their weapons can come and reach you there. And from that spot, when you're directed by the Spirit and He gives you authorization and He shows you what to do, the attacks or even the counterattacks that He would permit you to launch in prayer, or He would direct you to do, they decimate, absolutely destroy the works of the devil. And when you come into, when you shift into that place, that's why they work so hard to keep you from ever connecting up with who you really are, because you are incredibly dangerous to them. Just a few of you, one of you can destroy, can completely disrupt their entire thing. So if a handful of you make that progression, but even in this day right now, the place where we are, in the stage where we are, I guess, in all that's happening now, is there will be many that the Spirit of God has been calling and that have gone on the path of Spirit and are forsaking all that is in the world, dying to self, going through this process with Him, going through the wilderness with the Spirit of God. And in this process that He takes you through, there is that establishing up with who you really are in His court. And from that position, He now is revealing His warriors. They're untouchable. They are endowed with the very power of heaven, the very power of God, the anointing from the Spirit of God that destroys every work of the devil. and they exist in a sense, they exist for sure in this reality, but you can see the difference between them and the world. Just even being in the presence, you can see and sense and know that they are not of this world. So, who you really are is who you need to connect with. And know that everything in the world will seek to keep you from attaining that. So it has to be that pursuit, that singular pursuit in spirit of the way. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So you make that deliberate progression. You make that deliberate break and move in that. So, yeah. So it is there. It is available. It is a work of the Spirit in you. And it's something that you have to embrace. And you know, the in Buddhism they they touch on it to a degree. You know, there's a place in Indonesia I went one time. It's one of the seven wonders, I guess, of the world or ancient world. It's called the Borobudur Temple in Indonesia, and it's interesting. This temple, as such, it's cut into the side of this mountain, and it's actually built on this mountain. And the blocks are interconnected. There was supposedly no cement or anything like that that were used to put this thing up. And but with this, as you walk up the side of this mountain, there are these different rings of different, I guess, levels of what they called the stages of enlightenment. And on the very lowest level, so of this mountain, as you're walking up, there is it's all these frescoes and engravings and of the world. So all the things in the world and all the things that people are wrapped up in, and the pleasures and the cares and of the world and life. And as you move up, you know, as you keep walking up, then there's another distinct a separation, in that there's a dimension there where there's both spirit and so it's kind of a stage of enlightenment that people reach, you know. But then, and then there's also things that are going on as well. It's like the world is still there, and then, but as you climb to the top of this thing, once you get to the top, then at the top of it is, you know, what the statues that are there and the representations, is that now this is where the enlightenment is. And so that being the pursuit, that being, you know, the path of Buddhism. Now you know, the truth is, though, the only way off the wheel and the only way out is Christ. And so otherwise you reach that wall of limitation. You reach that point of the second heaven where you're still locked in with the crazy man. You're still locked in with powers, principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places that are very real, are very much there, are designed to even give you spiritual experiences and deceptions, and to keep you still circling around in this base reality, or even in a spiritual reality, but that's still one that's locked into the world. The only way out is Jesus. The only way to connect up with your true self is Him. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." John 14, verse 6. So He's it. So this day, go to Him. This day, call on Him. Call on Him and just say, "God, save me. Save me and connect me, Lord, with who you made me to be. Connect me up with who I really am in you, Lord God. Lord, I choose your way. Let's just pray right now. Father God, we, Lord, your people, we choose your way. Father, we choose, Lord God, the path of spirit. We choose, Lord, you, Lord Jesus. You, Lord, Joshua 24, Lord, it's choose this day whom we will serve. And Lord, we choose you, Father. We choose your path. We choose your life, Lord. We choose the way of truth, Father. And Lord, we invite you by the power of your Holy Spirit to break every form of control, every bondage, every, Lord, every spiritual deception, Lord, that would be in or around our lives. In Jesus' name right now, Father, we break them off, Lord God. And we allow the breaking and the power of your Spirit to do that, Father. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would take us deeper within. Father, we pray, Lord, that you would take us beyond the veil. And Lord, that you would take your children, Lord God, connect them, Father, up with who they really are. And Lord, let them war, Father, in the Spirit from the dimension of Spirit. Lord, let them war in the Spirit from the third heavens. Lord, let them live and exist, Father, in that plane, in that reality, Father, that though they be here, Lord, that they be in the world but not of the world, Father. Lord, that they be truly unified, Lord, with who they are in you, Lord God. Lord, that they would be truly unified. Lord, that they would be one in you, that we would be one in you, Lord God, even as you are one in the Father, and Lord, we are one in you, Father. Lord, may the prayer of Jesus, Lord God, be answered and fulfilled in us. So we pray, Lord, and we yield ourselves unto that end. Lord, thank you, Father, for this day. Bless your people, Lord. Strengthen, Lord, your true body. Those who truly know you, Lord, those called according to your purpose. Father, strengthen them this day, Lord, to stand strong in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.